USA Radio News.
President Trump and the First Lady were met with protesters as they arrived at the Pittsburgh synagogue, where 11 worshipers were killed last Saturday.
Turn your back and follow the march.
Taria Hamilton, mourning the loss of his good friend Cecil Rosenthal, says President Trump should have stayed away.
I think he should have not came today. I think he should have sent his daughter. I think he should have just waited until after everything calms down.
There were funerals for four of the victims on Tuesday. There'll be services from now until Friday for all 11 people killed in the shooting rampage. The president and the first lady arrived after the funerals and lit candles for each of the victims in the synagogue's vestibule. After that, at a makeshift memorial of the Stars of David outside, the couple laid white roses as well as stones for each of the dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A national jewelry chain that's based in Long Island is now being accused of scamming U.S. service members. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Harris Jewelry is a national chain that's based on New York's Long Island, and it has retail stores on or near military bases all across the country. Now, New York has filed a lawsuit against Harris, claiming the company uses false and deceptive methods to dupe U.S. military members into illegal financing contracts for overpriced merchandise. Attorney General Barbara Underwood says Harris used its Operation Teddy Bear charitable donations campaign to lure service members into the high-priced in-house financing contracts. It alleges Harris marks up jewelry between 600 and 1,000% over wholesale and then adds a nearly 15% interest rate to those contracts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A four-star general weighs in on the president's latest move to combat an immigrant caravan that's making its way from southern Mexico to the United States. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
The Pentagon announced they're sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. The troops will be helping to build fencing, assist Border Patrol agents in hotspots, and provide support as the government braces for the migrant caravan heading towards the United States. I had a chance to chat with retired U.S. Army General Stanley McChrystal. He also has a new book all titled Leaders, Myth and Reality, and I asked him about the president sending troops to the border.
Whenever you use the U.S. military, there is a practical side of it, and then there is a symbolic part of it. You know, they announce we're sending 5,000 troops to the border. It almost sounds like we're going to relieve the Alamo or we're going to defend the borderline. And if that's what we're going to do and we're going to shoot the migrants when they come, then that's one sort of mental picture people get. And so to use our military in something like that always carries great risks of symbolizing something we don't want our nation or our military to be. So I would urge real caution here. I would urge, you know, we've got some time before the convoy gets here. We've got to decide how we want this to play out. It's a chance for the United States to show our values in very overt way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.